Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm going to start off with a couple of recordings. I had an interview with the CBC, so we're going to talk about that as well. I got interviewed by AM 800 in Windsor, Ontario, but I could not find the interview, so if some of you can go on 800 AM in Windsor, Ontario, maybe, or AM 800, maybe you can find it. Give me 1 second, I'm going to play something, and let me get it going.
Health authorities also recommend that you continue to wear your mask when you go outside. How long will this continue? Well, according to Yahoo News, experts say it's, quote, not entirely clear when it will be considered okay for people who are fully vaccinated to stop wearing masks. At some point, no one's asking this, but everyone should be, what is this about? If vaccines work, why are vaccinated people still banned from living normal lives? Honestly, what's the answer to that? It doesn't make any sense at all. If the vaccine is effective, there is no reason for people who have received the vaccine to wear masks or avoid physical contact. So maybe it doesn't work, and they're simply not telling you that. Well, you hate to think that, especially if you've gotten two shots. But what's the other potential explanation? We can't think of one. We know the Prime Minister of Canada has decided, after thinking about it a lot, that vaccines just don't work. And we know that because he said it out loud. Watch this.
I think it's really important that we work from facts and understanding of the science around things. We know, for example, that the UK is ahead of just about everybody else on vaccinations, and yet they maintain very strong restrictions and are facing a very serious third wave. Vaccinations on their own are not enough to keep us safe. We need to engage in the right kinds of behavior.
Hurry up! Run! Get your Moderna! Get your Pfizer! Get your AstraZeneca! Get your Johnson & Johnson! Oh wait, you can't get Johnson & Johnson! They're going to pull that off the market! Did you hear that today? They asked Fauci what they're going to do. They're now thinking about removing the Johnson & Johnson injectable off the market. Imagine that! Imagine! I'm getting into this rant here a little bit because it feels somewhat justified. I'll explain why. This is a hoot. Now, let me give you another recording here. Now, this is from government officials in Canada, just so you understand that I'm not making this up. Hold on a second so I can get this going. This is usually there's a bit of a delay or a pause. Oh, it's going to be buffering. All right, it's buffering now. So it was playing okay a second ago. Let's see what happens if I do this. Take that one down for a second.
You still contract a mild form of COVID. Are you just as infectious as you were if you weren't vaccinated? And those questions continue to evolve.
Let me play that again because it might have been a little quick for some of you, just so that you understand that the so-called solution is not a solution. Hold on 1 second. We could try this again.
Vaccinated can still transmit COVID to others.
If you still contract a mild form of COVID, are you just as infectious as you were if you weren't vaccinated? And those questions continue to evolve.
As the
there was a commentary before then about getting infected with COVID, even if you've been vaccinated. And Tucker was doing a whole segment of things in regarding to the vaccines and how they don't work. Even the Canadian Prime Minister saying they don't work. And yet we're being pushed to warp speed these injectables into everybody. And yet they're not living up to any expectation. Now, I'm pointing this out because earlier today I had an interview with the CBC. Now, I haven't found it yet. But I don't know if it's out yet, but I posted it on the show tonight. So just to let everybody know, I didn't record it. I didn't think about recording the thing until after the fact because I was so concerned with what I wanted to say. Another one. A drug regulator in, I just got to someone who popped it into me, a drug regulator in the Netherlands, or in one of the Danish countries, sorry, dropped from AstraZeneca, and yet they keep telling us these things are safe. And the problems we're having have nothing to do with the vaccinations. that they're calling vaccines. They're injectables. This is interesting that no matter how many times somebody drops in front of you after getting one of these injectables, it's not the fault of the injectable. Yet people are perfectly okay until they get the injectable. Let me read this now. This is the interview I did with the CBC. So everyone will know that I was interviewed and they wanted to know about the signs they posted on my door in regard to the injectables. So I got these signs on my door if you had any one of these vaccines. The AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer, the Moderna, not to come in. Because of insurance issues and so forth and so on. So anyway, put that on there. I posted the door on the injector as well, and if there was any response. She asked me if there was any response because I put the signs on my door. My response was, no one reads. Then she tried, because nobody does. I got on my door the exemptions. I got on my door the mandates where you have to wear a mask, also the exemption forms. And people don't read. They automatically, it's an autonomous system now. They just put the mask on. Okay. Then she tried to make the statement of the conspiracy effect. Okay. I then replied that virologists, geneticists, leading geneticists in France, qualified physicians in Germany and the UK and USA, even China, was unable to isolate whatever it is, and mentioned the warnings of the geneticists, especially in France and abroad, the warnings of these injectables. Also, the scientists in Canada have been muted. If the doctors say anything, they could lose their practice, and they are, and we have a psychiatrist in Windsor who's in charge of the health, who's not qualified as a virologist or a geneticist, is not even recognized by the allopathic field. That's in charge of everyone's health. Also mentioned she was alluding to a conspiracy regarding to jumping. I responded to this that I have been receiving emails across the country that people coming in the vicinity of someone who had received the injections came down with a variety of symptoms, including pain, mens issues. A lot of women are having now serious issues with their menstrual cycles, who don't normally mens or have no issues, as well as marking welts and pain. I mentioned that by summer that there will be a drop-off from heart failure and pneumonia because of the mask wearing. And if anyone can locate the Twitter, okay, we did find some Twitter accounts, and I don't know anything about Instagram. Because I asked the CBC, where did they find me or how did they hear about me? And they said I was on social media. So I went on Twitter. I couldn't find anything, but somebody did find me the Twitter link. Instagram, I don't know. And I was also interviewed by AM 800. And when I went to find the show, the guy told me that it was on this guy's show, one of the some guy named Dan. And I went to look for the show. I couldn't find it. I couldn't see it anywhere. So I don't even know if they put it up or not. Then you just heard. These are government officials. These are like the health officials in Canada, the Prime Minister in Canada. They are saying that the vaccines are not enough. That you're going to have to still maintain and sustain this isolation, masking, and all the other nonsense that's going on. What is the whole point, then, if something isn't working, to further propagate the use of these things that do absolutely nothing except cause death or side effects? This is the interesting thing. I had one guy call me up. They told me I was an effing asshole because I had these signs up, wanted to come in and do my shopping. Then one guy tried to tell me, well, if I knew what was in my coffee. I said, yes, I knew. It's just coffee. He says, well, you don't know what's in your coffee. Why do you still keep drinking? I said, you're trying to compare apples to watermelons. You are talking about something I can ingest where my immune system can kick in and protect me from anything that might be there. You are injecting something that bypasses your immune system. Therefore, it can integrate with your DNA and can erase your DNA. And then the guy made a conversation about something about leakage. Well, anybody got a plug because I'm leaking? I said, well, at this point, maybe we'll call it a day. You have a good day, and I let them go. You know. But anyway, when we're dealing with idiots like this, and again, these are idiots, they don't understand genetics. They don't understand how it's an operating system in a program, and you can insert programming into your DNA just like you can a computer or any other programmable device. They don't get that these things can activate and deactivate your body. They don't understand that they can put stuff into permanently damage you, and yet they continue to follow foolishly what's happening. And I wanted to play these things for everybody to hear. I got people all over Europe to listen to these my shows. I got people across the United States. Matter of fact, the United States, all of a sudden this month, the numbers have just soared as far as how many people are actually tuning in and sharing the information. In Canada, the numbers are pretty consistent. Same with the UK, same with Australia, same with the Netherlands. I got about 50 countries, I think, that are actually listening to the show, which is really phenomenal. Too bad I don't have more Canadians paying attention to the show and actually doing the research and looking at these links. One guy said something to me. I don't read everything on Facebook. I said I don't have anything on Facebook. Why would I go there? Like I said, the stupidity is going to come out now on any level of contention or challenge. I've been challenging this for over a year. Now it's come to my door. So I wanted everyone to know that there will be an interview, I think, on the CBC. We'll see how they twist and contort it. I expect contortion. I expect a twist. I expect them to make me look like an idiot. But I'm in the hopes that when people watch this and hear what I have to say, if they don't delete what I had to say or bleep it out or blank it out, that perhaps it may get somebody to pay attention. Because I made these comments, the same comments I just read to you, to her, to the woman that interviewed me. Now, CTV was going to interview me, and then they backed out. So, depending on what I hear from the CBC, if I see anything, will determine whether I want to be on the CTV or not. It was interesting. They wanted to send somebody down here to do an interview, and then he called me up saying we were canceling because there was something more important that they had to send a reporter to investigate. I guess I'm not newsworthy, which is okay. It's okay with me on that as well. So anyway, today has been the day for if you wanted to actually prove or consider the concept of actually getting vaccinated, today would have been the day that would have turned you away. There was a community out in the West Coast that I think a place called Layton, BC, that they had that the medical, corona vaccination assault on staff unprecedented. I spelled that wrong. The situation in that community is that they have. Injected their staff, and their staff all of a sudden started getting sick, started dying. And so what the doctor wanted to do, he sent it to the premier of Ontario, of BC, in regarding to should we continue this protocol with the amount of people that I have bought the biscuit here. They're having problems. And again, this is going on with all of them. Not one, not two, not three, not all four. All four. And now they're thinking about yanking Johnson & Johnson completely off the market. Now, I feel sorry for those people who have actually went and got these injections. After we've been doing shows, after so many of you have tried in vain to present to everybody the situation in regarding to the dangers of these things, trying to explain to them they're not even vaccines, they're just injections. Trying to explain, I even said that comment to the CBC guys, I don't know why we're calling them vaccinations. They're nothing but an experiment. They're injectables. Even the companies are saying they're injectables. They're using the term vaccine, but these are not vaccines. From the moment they came out with these things, they have been deceiving the general population. They have not stopped deceiving the general population, and they continue to deceive the general population when the simplest solution would have been we would have all been allowed to be exposed to this. Those who had lived would have lived. Those who would have died. And in the end, we would have had a stronger, more viable, healthier community. the people that seem to have been affected the most were those who are elderly and who are already in their 80s and already had health issues to begin with. That's called dying. That's called being dead. That's called having to be being terminated. We die of something anyway. We all die of something anyway. Sooner or later, our number is up. Whether you die of heart attack, die of diabetes, some kind of autoimmune disorder, some kind of cancer, something kills us, which was put there by design 50 and 60 and 70 years ago. They injected us with all kinds of shit, all kinds of experimental science back then, and as a result, today we are feeling the wrath of that incompetency back then. But at least they were looking at these things a little bit with more scrutiny than they are today. And back then, they really probably didn't really know what these things could really do. They were testing the general population, which wasn't accurate either. So when we're looking at the situation today, and even the even when we are looking at things today, okay, in regarding to what's gone on in the last 13 months, the devastation of our economics, the devastation of people's lives and their livelihoods, the devastation of our country's foundation, the amount of people that have died or been permanently disabled because of this bad pseudoscience that they have projected on everybody. Yeah, and the conditioning of young people today in their ideologies of these so-called safe vaccines. They're not even a vaccine. This has been the most horrendous time that we could have ever imagined to see the governments partake of a democide in their own countries. This has been a planet-wide planicide that has gone on. And every country has on some level, had to deal with this insanity. And everybody's being now railroaded or funneled down the same funneling or same spiral at different rates at different speeds. But we're all eventually going to wind up in the same quagmire because this is where they're taking us. The politicians, you can see the politicians with their exasperation that what they're spouting the party line, and yet they know that what they're telling everybody is pure bullshit. It's unbelievable. I think for the most part, anybody that has any kind of coherence in their thinking has realized by now that we have been duped. Nobody's ready to speak out on this. Nobody's ready to take a step on it. I've taken many steps, so have many others. But the general population do not want to step out and say, enough is enough. We don't need to be doing this anymore. This is not working. We can social distance until the cows come home. This is not going to change anything. We can put 25 masks on. You'll just die of suffocation and carbon overload and exosome damage and pneumonia and heart failure from stressing the heart. This is not going to resolve it at all. It would have been better off if we all hugged each other, gave each other a kiss on the cheek, and then went home, got the flu, got over it. That would have been far better, far more pleasurable too on top of that. Oh, hey, baby. Yes, see you in 10 days. And then you think about this. Okay, now think about this. How many husband and wives out there right now, or how many people live in common law right now, have been out in the open and have not had any infections? Have not shared, have shared a bed and not have transferred the infection from one person to the other. How many have this? How many have actually had this, are in this situation and they're not sick, they're not having any symptoms, they're still carrying on, they're having intercourse, they're having direct contact with each other, they're not making love to a hole in the wall, they're not wearing a mask, they're basically knocking knees, bumping bellies, and just going with the flow, and not having any issues. This is not being reported. how many people are going about their business every day, being around people, so forth and so on, and nothing is being reported, that nothing is going on. Even Fauci, the great Fauci, the great flip-flop. I call him the great flip-flop. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. When they asked him about Texas, and they asked him how Texas got away from the masking, didn't have any masking, opened the doors wide open, and the numbers were supposed to hit 500,000, and nothing happened. When he asked the great Fauci, how do you explain this? He says, I don't know. I don't know. And nobody in Canada or the United States is actually taking a hard look at Florida and Texas not having masks, not just going about their day, doing whatever they want to do, and yet the numbers have not gone up. Imagine that. Imagine that. They are walking around mask-free. They're walking around, no hand sanitizers, not putting a diaper on their face. They're not wearing, whatever they have to wear here. They're not even social distancing. I mean, I've seen people at a bar down there half naked, guys with their shirts off, women walking around in a bathing suit, and the sun's on their skin, and guess what? They're not having any health issues there. How come Sweden or Switzerland is still not having problems? They, from day one, never did anything. They got sick for 10 days and back to business. This is costing Canada a fortune, a freaking fortune, and lost revenue. And now, I got friends of mine who've taken the grants from the province of Ontario. This is a tax-free grant, okay, which they will still have to pay tax on because they're going to declare this as income at the end of the year. But the point is that the government is offering these grants or these loans, and if a business defaults because they are now out of business, where's that money? Where's the money? Where's the money going to come back? It's lost. We have an economic disaster awaiting us now because of the bad policies that the Canadian government has instituted. Look at Ontario. I'm hearing this now throughout. New Brunswick, you can't come back into the province if you've been outside the province. Ontario's trying to restrict intra-provincial travel. In other words, if I want to go from Windsor to Toronto, I may not be able to do so now. And for what? There's no real spread of anything. This is all pseudoscience coming from the Parliament in Queen's Park. BC now is also talking about, not having anybody coming into the province, and there is absolutely no justification why Canadians cannot travel within their own country, unless perhaps the CCP is controlling the events in these countries. Imagine that. Imagine if China decided they wanted to buy out a good chunk of British Columbia, but they didn't want British Columbians to be there. They didn't want Canadians to be there. So now they would exercise their right of ownership to restrict anybody from coming into the province. Now, you can't do that because there's discriminatory laws in Canada that forbid this kind of activity to happen. But Mr. Harper made it so that if they lost any kind of profit in Canada, we change the laws to compensate them. So now we have a discriminatory practice that could be happening, which is not above board. In other words, we're not hearing about it. Who is controlling the parliamentarians? Who is actually engaging them to pass these ridiculous, ridiculous laws or ridiculous mandates or ridiculous ideas? To create what in our country? This is just going to cause further devastation economically. Because if I'm traveling to another place, another location in Canada, if I have to go to a hotel, that's money that the hotels are making. If I got to go to a restaurant to eat, that's the money the restaurant's eating. If I have to go buy things in the area, that the commercial aspect increases their economic flow. Now we're not traveling. In fact, I've been saving money since all this has been happening. I've been spending it, but I've been saving it too, which is really unusual. Usually you're spending it and broke, or you're saving it. So, but anyway, point I'm trying to get across here is that here we are, you know, here we are. Again, another one here. Ethics with injectable. Are there any? Doctor sends letter demanding to know if it's medically ethical to continue COVID vaccine rollout due to the severity of life-altering side effects. Life-altering side effects. What this is saying, unequivocally, that if you get these injectables, you could be permanently disabled all your life. You know, all your life. So this is what's happening right now. This is what's going on. This is, like I said, if you were to look at today in regarding to the agenda that's going on, things that are happening, things that are dealing with the so-called injectables, and now we have, okay, you go out to the rural communities in Canada, especially in Ontario, seems like the rural communities seem to have the most brain damage out there. They don't know how to read, obviously. They don't know how to, all they know how to do is follow the news. And for some reason, they have bought into following what the television has told them. I don't understand how that works, but maybe the explanation is really simple. Maybe these brand new televisions that they're selling at Costco and Best Buy and all these other electronic stores, maybe they have an operating system in there that is seducing the general population when they watch the television. Maybe it's shutting down the part of the brain that has any kind of cohesion or capacity to interpret. Because a lot of these TVs now, when you buy a guy from Carolina, North Carolina, contacted me and said to me, he said, Tone, is that what kind of TV should I buy? I said, well, a lot of them are saying today that they're AI nano operated. He says, yeah, these TVs are saying that here. He says, no, buy those because they could target you in your own home. Because again, everything's frequency. And these things are nano AI functioning. So I'm beginning to wonder, perhaps, maybe, just perhaps, the televisions themselves may be doing or hitting people with a frequency that is shutting down their capacity to interpret correctly. It's a possibility. So when we're looking at what's going on today, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's why so many people have not been able to correctly think about what's going on here. They're not looking. I mean, this was Tucker on television that had the Prime Minister of Canada in the U.S. proclaiming that these things don't work. We had the Health Minister of Canada proclaiming these things don't work. So where is this madness to race to get people injected with a PCR or whatever? You know, I kind of wonder about the whole the whole agenda here. All of a sudden, the FDA has allowed these things to be released on the market, and now everybody's getting these problematic injectables that can cause permanent life-changing debilitation, can cause a complete disorientation of the DNA. And now one by one they've come in. Have you noticed this? One by one they've come in, and one by one they've taken them off the market, or they've taken them off the market for a short period of time, made a proclamation that the injectables had the good outweighed the bad. Really? Says who? Says who on this? How is that even remotely possible? This stuff can kill you. This stuff can cause permanent disability. So where's the good in this? I'm taking an injectable to stop a flu, whereby if I take this injectable, I may be permanently damaged the rest of my life. Those of us who are older, we don't really want to go out suffering. But those who are younger, say in their 20s, and they're blindly following this bullshit. They got a life ahead of them of nothing but pure misery. those of us who got the vaccines when we were younger, we had five. We had five vaccines growing up, which were actual vaccines. Well, they were an abomination. They weren't a vaccine either. They were a violation of also our DNA, but done in a different manner. They didn't actually directly attach themselves to our DNA. They altered it by, again, through an epigenetic exposure that would have affected our genes. This just goes into the genetic code or into the DNA and just wipes that right out. Poof, gone. So here we are dealing with this narrative that has absolutely no substantiation to it whatsoever. And now we're talking about shutting down the country further. Who is going to benefit from this? Are Canadians going to benefit from this at all? At all. Think about that. We're now going to be denied access in our own country. Can you imagine that? Denied access in our own country. You ain't going to be able to, if you're in New Brunswick, you can't go to Nova Scotia. You can't go to PEI. You can't go to Newfoundland. You can't go to Quebec. You can't go to Ontario. You can't go to Manitoba. You can't go to Saskatchewan. You can't go to Alberta. You can't go to BC. You can't go to Nunavut. You can't go to Northwest Territories. You can't go to the Yukon. You are stuck there. You're stuck in that one horse town until you die. Imagine that. That's what they're taking away from all of us. The ability to go and travel our country and see the country in its splendor. That's what they're taking from you. They're taking away, again, another right, another freedom. Okay, so that you can be under the control of who again? What government is going to control us? What government is insisting or interjecting their control? See, I look at the United States and they're being screwed the same way. It's just done a little bit differently. They got a bigger country and they got guns. They got more guns out there. So you have a bigger problem trying to contain a people there that just will not accept whatever bullshit you put onto them. Canadians are not so they're not so firm. Canadians are very easily tolerant, and as a result of the tolerance, allows a lot of shit to go on. There's one thing to allow for error. There's another thing to allow for drastic measures based on complete erroneous facts being done on purpose to hurt a people. That's something we shouldn't tolerate at all. When a government of any kind institutes their perspective without any real solid evidence to validate this. These aren't even vaccines, for crying out loud. And they're experimental, for crying out loud. Why would anybody even consider taking these things? Every animal that they tested these things on died. Why would you do? Why would you take these things? See, they got the wires crossed in the head that these are vaccines. These are not vaccines. These are weapons. Anything that can cause permanent debilitation for the rest of your life is a weapon. Anything that can kill you like this is a weapon. Tucker was making a comment on this show. I was watching the show. I mean, I'm not sure if he's pro-vaccine or not, or he was just trying to play the advocate there. But he made a comment. When they first came out with this a year and 1 month ago, or 13 or 14 months ago, they stated that they're stating that these were the safest things they ever made. He says this. These were the safest things they ever came out with. And yet, look at the problems that we're having here. All the old people they killed with these things. All the seniors. You know, we are going to pay severely, severely for the losses in this country. We are going to pay so severely for the losses in this country in regarding to what is going on. I put signs on my door about the people who have been vaccinated not to come here. If you want to shop, you can shop. We can take it to your car. You know, call in shopping. You can do that, no problem. I have a problem if you come into the shop. You know, there are other people that might be in the shop, and we don't know what is coming out of you. We don't know what's leaking. We don't have enough data to validate anything that they have been telling us since this has started. Nobody can actually prove what they're saying. And now, in fact, the government is now switching gears again. Fauci can't even keep a lie straight. The guy flip-flops like a fish on dry land. 1 minute, oh, the masks are just window dressing. Oh, everybody needs to wear a mask. Oh, hell, everyone needs to at least wear 2 or 4 masks. It stands to reason. What reason are we talking about here? Depriving people of more oxygen so that their heart rates will increase, so that they can strain their system, so they can drop dead of a heart attack, or worse, pneumonia? Once you get pneumonia, you're weak. I'll tell you, I've had it once. When you get pneumonia, you ain't got no strength whatsoever. You got no power. You can barely move. Okay, you are completely at the mercy of that until you beat that thing or until it beats you. And if you drop dead of a heart attack, well, guess what? You're gone either way. And one can weaken the other. Pneumonia can weaken the heart further. This is what you get for following idiots about a mass policy that has absolutely no bearing whatsoever. In fact, it was Fauci that was the one that discovered that what killed the people with the Spanish flu was not the flu, but the mask wearing. They basically killed themselves with the exosome overload and the pneumonia that they gave themselves. Imagine that, and that too would have led to heart failure. He's the one that found it. He figured it out. And now he's using it as a weapon. He's weaponized the mask to take people down. He's the highest paid medical person in the United States right now. It's not because he's a smart man. It's not because he has some sort of background. He's there because of politics, nothing more. Same thing with what we got today. I was listening to the Tam Tam talking about, you know, the policies and how the vaccine, you're still going to have to wear a mask and we're still going to have to keep wearing it for another couple more months. Because, as I stated, in a couple more months we'll be in June. And when the weather changes in June, that's where they're forecasting or seeing the same thing I have been saying, that majority of you will start to drop 30%, figure at least 30%. And that's just with the mask wearing. Be careful. You know, that's all I'm going to say. If you got people who are elder, okay, that are considering getting this thing, have them look at these links. I'll see if I can post the other links I just found with the with the interview. So not my interview, but the interview with Tucker and the rest. I'll post them on tonight's show. This way, you can tell them to listen to what they're saying. That the the vaccines are not working, and in fact. In fact, they're even saying that you can still catch it and spread it. Wow. Anybody want all 4 vaccines? Get the Moderna. Get the AstraZeneca. Get the Johnson & Johnson, the one they're going to ban. Get the Pfizer. One guy actually said that on there. He called me up today. I knew the guy was so full of shit. He said, oh, I took all 4 of them. I said, really? He said, well, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be dead. So anyway, he, again, somebody that had to try to, you know, show off, to his friends or something. So again, another idiot who doesn't have enough brains, not enough brain cells in his head to create a spark. This is a sad thing of today. The brain cells don't even produce a spark anymore. Which, if he did, it would have been interesting. In California, I think it's California, they were injecting people in these institutions who were mentally challenged. We used to call them mentally retarded or kind of slow, you know, mentally challenged, without any authority from anybody. It just, boom, popped them with the needle. Imagine that. I don't know. That just sounds like murder to me. But hey, I could be wrong. It Now, I want to get one other thing, too, about the media. Okay, I was watching something last night. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was CNN. One of the head guys of CNN. And you can watch this. He's saying this. That the reason why the numbers are going up all the time, it's to sensationalize the news. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe this when I was hearing this. I said, what? The numbers, they're saying, every time they were to take the number, the show down with the corona, whatever, he said that the higher-ups would tell them to put the thing back on and to sensationalize the numbers. He even said he had the numbers go up. He made them higher than what they were. Just to get the sensationalism on the network to draw the audience to their network. It's a numbers game. This is something everybody needs to understand as well. The media, and I've said this on many shows, has never, ever told you the truth. Ever. And they never will. Never will they tell you the truth. Ever. Just like if you go watch that TV show network that was done, I think, in the late 70s, midst of the late 70s, he comes right out and says, less than 3% of you actually read. He says, we've got a whole generation of people, actually we've got several generations of people today, that have learned everything that they've learned off of television. And they've never, never, never... this guy's saying it's your fault we're in the situation we're in because you don't know how to think. He says, we will tell you any shit you want to believe. They don't care. CNN just admitted the same thing on the link here. You're going to see this. You're going to be flipping pissed when you see that the whole thing is a farce. The whole damn thing is a farce. Everything's a farce. When you look at the interesting dialogue that's going on about this whole vaccination issue or this injectable issue, okay, none of it has been real from day one. I have said from day one, this isn't real, it's bullshit, it's nothing but a lie, and you know what? Nothing has changed my mind since. I even heard this the other day. I couldn't get over this. Somebody that worked in the medical industry said that they were going to do a shootout or a prop to the next day. So they drove down to another community down in Simcoe somewhere, grabbed all the elderly people that were in this home, drove them by ambulance that night to a hospital, loaded the beds up with these people in the hospital so that when they came and do the shootout the next day, it was all staged so it looked like that the hospitals were full. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. He said, this is inside information. This is actually going on. There is nobody in these hospitals. Nobody is actually there. They're bringing people from senior homes, retirement homes, old folks homes, hospices. Okay, people in hospice who are dying anyway from cancer or whatever. They're bringing them into the hospital to do a photo shoot. And then when the photo shoot is done, they cart them all back to their places of origin. I thought, you got to be kidding. I never even would have thought of that. This is what's going on. This is what's actually happening. This is the inside story of things that are being propagated today. You cannot trust a politician. I don't care who they are. Trump, Biden, Bush, Obama, Obama, Clinton, you know, Mulroney, Harper, you know, all of them. All of them. Gretchen, none of them. They are there and they are orchestrating the countries into a funnel or into entropy. Entropy is the end of everything. That's what we're heading into right now, in a state of entropy. Understand that nothing what you're seeing is true. And until everybody decides we've had enough, we're going back to our normal way of life, nothing's going to change, that's when this will stop. That's when this will stop. The police in Ontario, throughout Ontario, are there to protect the general population. So when we see police officers acting violently with the general population, you have to ask this question. Are they, again, UN peacekeeping troops? Or are they our actual police? You got to ask that question. Are they coming in from the States? Are they coming in from Germany? Are they coming in from the UK? Are they actual policemen in Canada protecting Canadians? You need to ask these questions. After what I just told you today, and them just fabricating stories, we have to start wondering. We have to start wondering on this. Getting to the bottom of everything on this. It's important that we start to understand everything that's going on today in regarding to what's really happening, what's really transpiring in our country. Americans need to do the same thing. The United States needs to actually analyze everything going on there. How is it that Texas and Florida do not have, they're not following the status quo, they're not following the regime that's going on, and yet their numbers are down? They're not having the people dying like they said. They're not having any of the situation going on. Yet the head of the CDC in the U.S., that woman's so full of shit, it's not even funny. She's reading a script. I'm not sure she's being paid by Fauci or Gates. Reading a script. Nothing there to justify, nothing there to validate the science. It's all pseudoscience. Everything they're saying is pseudoscience. It's not even real. We had, before all this, some measure of common sense. I remember when the H1N1 came out, the head of the CDC came right out and said that the H1N1 vaccine was more dangerous than getting the H1N1. In fact, you had a better chance of surviving the H1N1 than if you took the vaccine. And you know what? He was correct. They got rid of it. Now we're up to H7N9 with the genetic engineering of this specific, whether it was a swine flu or bird flu, whatever it was now, I don't remember. Imagine that. And now you're getting reports of people seeing that this thing is jumping. It's already starting to infect people. I think myself personally, this is my speculation on this. Did you know in Canada we have over 8 million Canadians now infected with this technology? You know that? That's almost one-third of the population. They want to get a third of the population infected so they can spread the mayhem throughout the country. The variants can now spread and do more damage to Canadians throughout the country. So by blocking interprovincial or intra-provincial traveling, you isolate these things in their respective communities and you wipe out whole communities. If you allow it to travel, you might miss somebody. They might get away. They may go somewhere else and get infected. Or they may escape death. This is the reason why they're doing this. So when we're looking at, again, the full scheme of things today, ain't what it used to be. Nothing's the same. Nothing's the truth. Okay, I got to make a correction. I had said that there was going to be a protest on April 16th. That is true. It's going to be at 11 Erie Street North in front of Town Hall. That was true. My times were wrong. Between 3:30 and 5:30. I think they're protesting the lockdowns. I forget what they're actually protesting. It's either the lockdowns or the vaccines or something. But anyway, it's a protest, again, for your freedom. So, but I believe it's a lockdown. I'm going to probably hear about that tomorrow. But anyhow. So, if you're there in Leamington, Ontario, I encourage everybody to go. The lockdowns are a complete fraud. I look down my street, it's a ghost town all day long. All day long. And again, it's we don't have a hustle and bustle like we do with a major metropolitan area. But we do have, we do have traffic here. And unfortunately, it's killing everybody's traffic here, this fraud that's going on. So I would encourage everybody to, go out if you can. Get outside. If you can find a place that you can go shopping. If it's whether it's a curbside pickup or whatever, if you need stuff, if you only need stuff, do so. I would definitely be encouraging everybody that by May have as much food stocked up as possible. Until this can be turned around, until we can shut this down, until we can get rid of these politicians that have been bought like prostitutes on the street corner, out of office, we're going to be dealing with this. This is not going to go anytime soon. And we have to get rid of these people that are in power. They're not for our, they're not serving the general population. Why aren't we doing what Florida did? Why aren't we doing what Texas did? In Ontario, of all places, why aren't we doing this? Everyone's saying it's reckless and irresponsible, yet they're not having any casualties. They're not having anybody drop dead. They're not having any problems whatsoever. And their economies are doing pretty good. I mean, don't we want that in Ontario? Or is it only the select few in Parliament, in Queen's Park, that can have their operations running so they can make money and be in profit? It's only okay for Ford to have his manufacturing companies running so he only can be in profit. Is it okay for the parliamentarians in his office or his delegation that have different enterprises that can be having profit? It's okay for Bonnie out west to have a winery going on or vineyards going on and she can have profit. Yet, Joe Blow down the street can't do that. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine that. People just want to make a living, keep their families healthy, keep their families safe. And I thought the environment in Canada was designed to do that. It was meant to do that. It's not, for some reason, it's not doing it. What do you think? Do we still have Canada? Do we still have a Canada that can be salvaged? Do we have a Canada that we can possibly move these people from their positions and allow things to go run their natural course, that we would be better off? Something to think about. Something to think about. Imagine if Canada became such a defiant place that the Chinese said, you know what, we do not want to invest in that country because we can't control those people. We can't handle those people. Those people will not listen to anything. It'd be worse. It might make things interesting. Might make things interesting. Alrighty, I think I'm at the time. Let me take a look here. Yeah, we're near the top. Okay, I'm going to call it a show from here. I hope I didn't miss something. I will try to post those links on there as well. As I always say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, acknowledge Jesus, learn about him. Think about him in regarding to what the message was he was trying to convey out there. Don't allow anybody, anything, anyone to misguide you. It was some bad teachings in the scriptural references. Read it for yourself. I always tell you that. You can make choices in based on what you read. That's how it should always be. So anyway, it'd be your choice, your freedom. Don't allow some TV evangelical to misguide you. Read it for yourself. So you got to remember, the TV is a medium. It's a media. And the media is controlled by those who are in charge. Okay, by those who are in charge. And if you have an anti-Christ or an anti-Jesus theme in the media, you are not ever going to get the truth from the media. Never. That's what I'm saying. Read it for yourself. Read the Gospels. All right. I also have people on the show as well. People that are out there, trying to convey and portray the truth, try to convey and portray what they can do to edify, strengthen, fortify everybody. You got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got the Liberty Network, you got Fiona, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Yanni, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself, you got everybody out there trying to do their best to get you informed. So I will encourage you to share any kind of donation or help you can with these people. If you can't and you're broke, I had somebody write me a letter the other day. She said, she wanted to send money or whatever. And I said, she was broke. She was on a fixed income, like $500 or $600 a month. I said, look, take the money that you've got, get yourself prepared, get yourself hunkered down, get yourself prepared for what's coming down the pipe. Share the information. And I'm not kidding you. If you're broke, I know you want to give. And I'm not trying to tell you not to give. I mean, but I'm trying to tell you, with the things coming down the pipe, I'd rather you take that money and stockpile on things you're going to need to survive what's coming down the pipe. You know, God will bless you. God will bless your intent. And I'm okay with that, you know. So I'm trying to encourage you to be prepared. Okay? Share the information. Share this network. Share this channel with everybody you can. You know, I think that would be great for everybody. Alrighty? So, I always say at the end, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. We are still here by the grace of God. All right, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.